Hello, Fight Insight fans, viewers, and listeners. I'm the Filipino podcasting machine, Princey D, and with me, as always, Timmy B. We've got a great show lined up for you today, but before we start, please take a moment to follow, subscribe to us on YouTube, wherever you get your pods, and leave 5-star reviews. If you'd like to support the show and get some amazing and healthy treats, check out middaysquares.com and use Fight Insight 15 to save 15%. On your first order, or click the link in our show notes. On today's episodes, we talk to a super heavyweight MMA fighter, discuss all things Kevin Holland, Paige VanZant's next calling, and a whole lot more. Tim, hit it. Yeah, it's Timmy B,
Princey D, Fight Insight. Yeah, that's right. Our guest today is an internet sensation and a truly interesting character. He's an actor, an entertainer, a rapper, a pro wrestler, and now he's an amateur MMA fighter. You may recognize him from movies or television shows such as Dr. Phil or Divorce Court, taking bumps at Big Valley Pro Wrestling, or any other number of media appearances. But it was this past July when he finally entered the cage for Rise FC, where his dreams began to come true, and on November 13th, he will return. Ladies and gentlemen, from Las Vegas, Nevada, please welcome to the podcast,
Trap the Don Gambino.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, I like that intro, man. When are you going to get an announcer job?
Trap, don't do this to me, man. Oh, my gosh. What do you want for Christmas, bro? This is
send it over.
But you know what? Before we start, Trap, I got to say this, man. You have the coolest background, man. I'm in there. I'm like, look at that back. Oh, my goodness.
Thanks to my kids, man. That's all for the kids right there.
Yeah, yeah. How many kids do you have, Trap?
I have three now. I got two girls and a boy.
Nice.
Just had my boy like 6 months ago.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. That's awesome. And what are their names?
Carmine, Carmella, and Katana.
Oh, those are pretty wicked names. They are all destined to be MMA fighters, Trap.
Oh,
those
yeah, names, man.
That's it.
These little girls hit hard, man. I'm taking shots, that's for sure. My chin's being prepared, conditioned.
Nice, good.
Trap, they're all triple C's.
Yeah, I know, right?
So they're all champs. Well,
no, one's a K, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But her middle name's Kimura, so, you know, she's...
Okay.
Katana Kimura?
Or Carmella Kimura, sorry. See, Carmella, I'm getting mixed up, man.
All right. We'll edit that out.
Stop having kids.
Yeah. Well, Trap, for those that don't know you, man, already I feel like people are getting a different side of you, man, because Trap is a controversial character, for those that don't know. Trap, when I was telling some people that we got you for the podcast, I had some MMA people that were like, oh, that guy talks a lot of shit with some of my friends, man. Like, so they knew you right away.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of misconceptions, but, you know, I put a lot out there, too. So, you know, you get what you give.
Hey, man, that's how you got to do things nowadays, right? So for those that don't know, who is Trap Gambino?
Man, that's a pretty broad question. I would say all in all, I'm definitely a family man. I care about my family more than anything else. That's probably my biggest inspiration right now is to make it to the top of whatever I'm doing so I can just support my family. Like if it was for me, I'm fine, you know, living in like hotels and stuff like that, just traveling and stuff. But now I got a family. I got to really, really make that dough. So I got to go out here and perform so I can bring them home bread and make them have a big, nice house and cars and all that stuff. They deserve spoiled. And that's who I am. I'm somebody motivated by the love of my family.
Wow. That is not the answer that I thought I would hear, Trap. It's a lovely answer. But it's not the answer I thought I would hear. It's not the kind of persona that you give out all the time, though, right?
I hear that a lot. Like the other day, I was on a podcast, and somebody was saying, like, you look like Razor Ramon. You look like the life of the party and stuff like that. And I was trying to tell them, like, you know, honestly, I'm the guy, like, in the corner of the pool party trying to, like, stay quiet, hitting my vape pen away from everybody. And it was like, well, Like, what do you just want to look like that guy and not be that guy? And it's really not like that, man. I guess I'm just a different type of person, and I am who I am. That's for sure. But a lot of people get a misconception because, you know, 45 minutes on a television show or, you know, 60 seconds on an Instagram clip isn't very effective to see my personality. But I'm starting to get it more out there. I'm trying. I'm definitely learning.
All right. Well, I have watched your music video quite a few times, Villain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, man, that's a different guy. I also really like that song, man. That's a pretty good song.
Yeah, if you have I had an attitude for that song, that's for sure.
Nice.
There's definitely different personalities, I guess.
Nice. I'll put the link to that video in the show notes as well.
So I appreciate
that. People
haven't
seen it. Trap, you're now, you know, like I said, you're a rapper, you're an entertainer, you've been all over, but you were drawn to MMA. And you are training now. You had one fight previously, which we'll talk about, but who are you training with and where are you training? I want to make sure that you're doing this serious, man.
Yeah. So my last fight, I was taking my health and my diet seriously, but I wasn't taking the fight seriously. And I'll be straight up honest with that. Like, I wasn't scared of my opponent at all.
Yeah, well, you're laughing the whole time. You're in the cage.
Yeah,
he's like, punching you, and you're just like, ah.
Like, he's just so serious. And, like, I don't know. He was really trying to hurt me. I just thought it was funny. But I didn't train to be serious. I didn't train to hurt anybody. I feel like I trained to, you know, look good in there. Like, I don't know. I wasn't training to fight. I was hitting the gym and stuff like that. But I wasn't really hitting the MMA gym. I wasn't hitting pads. I wasn't punching the bag. I wasn't sparring. This camp is totally different. So now I'm training literally every day. I'm going to the gym and I'm hitting. I got two personal trainers. Actually, I got three personal trainers. One for jiu-jitsu, and the other one does mitt work for like Taekwondo and Muay Thai. And the other guy is just straight MMA. So we go to a self-made facility gym here in Las Vegas. So shout out to them. They got a beautiful facility here in Las Vegas. They got boxing ring, two MMA cages. And we go out there, we get our sparring in, we get our working out there. And for like strength and conditioning and cardio and stuff like that, I go to LVAC, and that's where I meet another one of my personal trainers. And yeah, man, we go hard basically every day. I'm working every day, all day now. And this is a lifestyle to me, because after I got a taste of like what I could do basically without any training, I was like, damn, man, let's see what I can do with some training behind me. So I'm all in.
Nice. Trap, I gotta say this, right? The most humblest guys are the craziest fighters. So the way you're talking now, the way you're explaining it now, I'm worried. The next point that you have, I'm scared, because now you're like, oh, you know, I'm not taking my time doing this. Oh my goodness, can you imagine?
Yeah, in the ring? Yeah, right? I'm kind of worried for him too, man, because I'm really coming in to hurt somebody. I'll be honest with you. Last time I was coming in with questions, like I didn't know what would happen if I got punched in the face. I didn't know what would happen if I punched somebody in the face. Now I know. Now I know when I hit somebody, they're going down. So now I'm coming with bad intentions, man.
Yeah, good, Trap. And that's what I want to see, man, because in all honesty, I wasn't too happy watching you like kind of laugh it off, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like, get serious, man. I need you to knock this guy out, right? Like,
you're not the only one.
And get on top and just beat the crap out of these guys, man, because this is what we want to see.
Yeah, you're not the only one, man. I had a mixed reaction from that fight. Like, I had a bunch of fans who was like, oh my God, you're hilarious, man. I love watching your fights. You're entertaining. Mm-hmm. And then I got the serious side of people. Like, Dewey Cooper is a real popular trainer out here in Las Vegas. I'm sure you know who he is.
Yeah, yep.
And he hit me up, and it was just like, come on, Trap. I know you can do better than that, Trap. You need to go in there and you need to hit him, Trap. We did this before, Trap. You know, like, he's just, he's on my ass. All my coaches, they're all mad at me because they know what I can do. They know I can hurt somebody. And when I went in there, it was just like, I was just asking myself questions. Like, I don't know what's going to happen when I get hit in the face. I didn't know what I was, you know, what I was going to do. So I walked in there and I was just like, fuck it. Let's do this shit. Let's see what happens. And now I know. So I'm going to be so much more serious in my next fight. I'm not going to be so just happy to be there.
But Trap, you know what? I think this is perfect for you because it leads up. So you could see the evolution from Trap first fight to Trap to second fight. You could just show them, you know, your ground game, your jits, all of that stuff.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, I love that. 100%. I'm definitely looking. They're definitely going to see an improvement in this fight.
I mean, you might not need to use your jits on a corpse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once you knock them out, I'm pretty sure like you don't need to go armbar the guy. So don't worry.
Yeah.
But if you need to, fine.
I'm hoping to get a standing KO. That's my thing. I want to get a standing KO.
Walk off KO.
Yeah, for sure.
We're retiring the Don. We're just gonna. Your new nickname is Trap the Evolution Gambino.
I like that. I like
right.
That.
Come on now, right? The Trap the Evil. Come on with LED lights like that in your background. Come on now.
I'm digging that.
Trap. Great. Trap on a recent AMA, Ask Me Anything for the Cool Kids. On a recent AMA on your Instagram, you stated that the thing that you wanted to focus on most in your camp is what you lack the most, which was self-confidence. And I thought that was a very honest and interesting answer. Talk to us about that. How are you feeling with that now?
Self-confidence is everything, man. Like, literally, I'll be in the gym and I'll be working some stuff and I'll be questioning myself, like, am I doing this right? Should I put my foot here? And then and then sometimes I'll just be like, fuck it. I'm a bad motherfucker. Let me throw this strike. And then I just throw it. And then it's just like, damn, that's that confidence to just, like Dewey Cooper always told me, just know that you're that fucking guy. Like, you got to go in there. And you got to have that confidence to know that it's like big brother versus little brother in there. And like, there's no time to ask yourself questions like, ooh, is this going to hurt? Like, is this going to land? Like, no, just throw the shit and be confident in your skills and what you do. And so much of my life has been public. And with that comes a lot of criticism. And I won't say I've gotten more criticism than most, but I've gotten a lot of criticism, and a lot of that stands out to me, and a lot of it still bothers me. So every day it's a fight with myself, like, you're not a loser. You're the shit. You know you can do this. You're not pathetic. You're not a pussy. You're not, like, I'm calling myself these things every day and then trying to tell myself I'm not by working through them. So confidence is definitely my biggest weakness.
Nice, nice. But understanding that's your weakness is what's going to make it your strength, right?
Yes.
That's what it is, acknowledging it and then growing from it. And so that kind of leads me into the next question, which was, you know, you're a big boy. Like, people don't realize, like, you're a super heavyweight, which means you're plus 265. Mm-hmm. And I think, can you say, like, are you okay? Like, what is your weight now?
So my weight now is around like 335.
Yeah.
I weighed in my last fight at 338, and I feel like I lost so much since then, but I guess it's just, you know, just steady. But I'm hoping to be around 300 pounds for my next fight. I want to steadily lose weight and just get as low as I can. I actually started off at 465 pounds.
That's freaking crazy.
Trap, I got to say, like, in some of the pictures that I've seen you, or some of the pictures I've seen you at, I think you have lost some weight, man, in your face. Like, I could tell.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I feel like it, but the scale says otherwise. So I don't know. No, well, it says I lost 3 pounds.
No, that's because you're losing fat, but you're gaining muscle.
Yeah. So I'm feeling it, man. I'm definitely feeling it.
That's what I always say. Like, you know, when I start not losing too much weight, I'm like, oh, I must be gaining muscle. That's
Like, I learned, like, to just say fuck the scale and go off of energy and like how you feel. And lately I've been feeling really good. So I'm going off that.
Good.
That's it.
You know, you're training in the gyms. Are you trained? Like, we get people that train with like a lot of other fighters. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, are you training with too many people? Then it gets to you, and I feel like, are you training with just yourself and the trainer? Do you have like sparring partners? Like, what's your deal?
So I definitely get that. So I used to do like the whole team thing. I used to show up and, like, you know, show up 5 o'clock is class. You show up and then you run around circles and then you do cartwheels and then you do technique and then, you know, class with other guys. And I used to do that. And I'll be honest, I hated it. I really hated it. I don't know if it's just the ego in me or what, but I just feel like in order to be the best me, I need to have like a team focused on me. And that's what I'm doing now. And I do, thankfully I do have other super heavyweights that I can spar. Nice. My closest friends are actually super heavyweights. So shout out to Iman Gregor, and Trent Jordan Lee, who just fought at Steel Fist.
Yeah.
And, these guys are my sparring partners and they're pretty big guys.
Okay.
And, but when it comes to like, I can spar with my coaches too. They don't hold back on me very much. So I definitely like, I am missing that team aspect of like showing up and being part of like another team with like a bunch of other fighters and stuff like that. But at the same time, I'm definitely getting a lot more focus on like me and like my weaknesses and my strength. But I am missing the structure from having like a full team of fighters, which maybe next camp I'll look into doing that. It's just, you know, it sounds like an excuse, which it partly is, but with all the drama that's surrounding my name right now, it really honestly is hard for me to find anybody or any team to trust. They could say like, hey man, you can come. I don't worry about the drama. As soon as those review bombs start coming in from fake pages,
right,
you know, it gets dicey, man. It gets dicey for me to train or to go anywhere. I mean, even Self-Made Facility, that if you look at their Facebook, it's just review bombs of people that's never been there, fake pages and stuff talking about how they're horrible people because I train at that gym.
Right.
So it's dicey for me to go anywhere, but I definitely need a team eventually.
But you know what though? Yeah, I do want to say shout out to Rise FC because those guys seem to really be supporting you. They seem to be behind you. You can hear it in their commentary, the promotion.
100%.
They're not treating you like a bad guy or like an ass, right? They're treating you like a fighter that's coming in. They're giving you that spotlight to shine. And Trap, once you get a couple of good fights under your belt, right? Win, lose, or draw, good fights that you show your development, other teams will start to open their doors to you too, right?
Like that's my plan. That's my plan, man, is that I just got to prove myself, you know? And I went down to, definitely shout out to Rise because there's a lot of organizations that hit me up, like a lot, man. And like most of them want to set me up. Like before I even had a fight, there was guys trying to like give me to their, you know, champions and, you know, feed me to these monsters that I have no business being in the cage with. And I get it. You know, they'll win, they'll expose me and they'll get the clout that I, you know, I get it. But Rise is trying to do it right. They're trying to put me up against with people who like, you know, is fair with me. And my next opponent's another fair matchup. I don't know his name, so I'm not going to mention his name. I forgot his name. It's Lamar or something. Mm-hmm. But he seems like a really cool dude and no respect to that guy. I'm coming in with total respect to that guy. And shout out to Rise, man, because they've been treating me really good. And I could go a lot of other places and I don't because Rise treats me very well.
Good, man. That's awesome. Your fight was supposed to be October 23rd. And as I said at the top of the thing, it's changed to November 13th. On November 13th, what can people expect when they tune in to Rise FC and C-Trap Gambino?
So I'm going to be throwing a lot more this time. Last fight, I threw 10 punches the whole damn fight. They all landed and they all did damage, but I need to throw a lot more. I need to be a lot more active. I'm looking for the knockout. I'm not going to be going for takedowns. I don't care if I'm hurt. I'm still going to be looking for the knockout. I don't care if my knee falls off. I'll hit him with my shin bone. It's going to be a different Trap Gambino in there. I'm going to be prepared. I'm going to have sponsors. I'm going to have a team behind me. I'm not going to be alone this time, and I'm going to know what I'm getting myself into, and my opponent is not.
Nice.
Wow, Trap. You know what? I'm telling you, you got to change the dawn. It's the evolution, Gambino. They got to take you seriously now, man. It's no joke now, right? I can actually feel, I can hear in your voice how, you know, determined you are, how much you want to take this seriously. So I'm really excited for your next fight, man, and I'm worried for the other guy because you've got.
Yeah, man. I quit acting. Like I haven't even booked an acting gig in forever. This is all I do, man. Like I'm literally, all my eggs are in one basket. I want to see how far I can take this thing. Cause I feel like, it's crazy that I'm even in the position that I'm in right now. So like, who knows where I can go.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited for you, Trap. And, you know, we'll get to some other things. And again, we'll put the links in. And when your fight comes out in November, we'll like re-release this podcast and we will, you know, we'll promote on our page as best as we can to help support you, man. I think it's going to be great. We do have some fan questions. We went to the fans as we always do, and we got some good fan questions. No, actually, again, they were pretty good, man. Before the podcast started, I was telling Trap, a lot of people did come out to me, not to ask you questions, but just go, oh, that fucking guy, man, that guy, like, like, this guy's been talking shit to my friend and blah, blah. So like there were a lot of people that said that. On the flip side, there were also a lot of people that said, hey, that Trent Gambino's a cool guy, man. He's working hard. He's doing
cool
thing.
Man.
So we had both.
I'm slowly winning them over.
Yeah. That's okay. And who cares? It doesn't matter. As long as they have emotion towards you, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I guess so. Right.
First question. I feel like, you know, this person. At the mob wife, which is your wife, she asked, why do you limit yourself to 4 major sponsors?
Okay, so the reason I do that is because, honestly, just respect for the sponsors, because I've seen a lot of these guys and I get hit up all the time. Like, my coach just hit me up yesterday. It was like, hey man, why limit yourself? Get more and more sponsors. Like you got all these followers, you can get more sponsors, but I don't think it looks cool when like you got, it's just like a clout. It's like, it's cluttered on your shorts and your fight banner. So I feel like just like with a picture of me in the middle and like, you know, 4 sponsors is enough room for them to like stand out. And once you got too many sponsors, I don't feel like the logos stand out as much. So to answer your question, it's just really just respect for the sponsors.
Nice. That's awesome. So that's great. And so you have your sponsors now for your fight? They're all lined up?
Yeah. Nice. I have one open spot, but I'm working on that. So there's a couple people looking to fill it. So
all right, nice.
We'll see what happens.
I mean, I don't know, like, if Prince and I win the lotto, you're going to see the Fight Insight logo on the Gambino jersey. I'm telling you, we'll do that.
I definitely need one of those shirts, man. I definitely want one.
We got you, bro. Trap, thank you for saying that. If anybody out there wants a shirt, just hit us up, message us. We are selling these shirts and tank tops too, Trap. So you'd look good in a good tank top.
Yeah, I'll do the swipe up and all that, man. Well, yeah, now yeah. I guess they got Thanks, the brother. Link you click.
Yeah. Next question. This is a quick one. UFC MMA WWE _ funny. When is Trap coming to Canada?
Canada. Ooh, man. That reminds me of Gary Goodridge. I was actually supposed to go to Canada in like 2016 to train with Gary Goodridge. And I never ended up getting a passport or anything like that. So I need to get on that, man. I would love to come to Canada. To be honest, I kind of just, I mean, I don't have a lot of money, so I would have to have that sponsored and all that stuff. Yeah, but maybe one day I could like get a documentary crew and go out there and film a doc about it. It'd be pretty fun, but I definitely want to go see Canada.
All right, cool, man. This guy asks a lot of questions on our podcast. We love him. Tony's _ student. What is the one thing about fighting that is easier than you thought it would be?
That's a great question. That's a really great question. I gotta think about that one. You know, I don't, the seriousness of it. Like everybody else is in there and like, I get it. They're in there in the back and they're crying and they're like hitting the pads and they're breathing like they're going to die and stuff. And I'm like in the back dancing around and I don't know if it's like nerves or what, but it just seems like I don't take it as serious as everybody else. Like I keep looking at everybody and just remind them like, it's just a fight. Like it's just a fight. Like, yeah, you could die in there, but like at the end of the day, it is just a fight. Like, we're so lucky to do what we're doing. And the easiest thing about it is just showing up and fighting, really. The training and all that makes me so much more nervous than the fight does. I was nervous as hell until I stepped in that cage. And then as soon as I was in that cage, it was like, well, this is kind of easy. I guess I was like over preparing my mind a little bit, you know?
Nice. That's good.
Wow. Listen, that's the most dangerous fighter. A fighter has got no fear. Oh my God, Trap, like your nicknames are, I've got a whole list for it now. Evolution, No Fear, Like you, Trap the Fat, the Fat Trap the Family Guy Gambino. Come on now, man. Let's make it work. Like it's no, I mean, it's interesting that you said it, because you know what? I just wanted to throw this in there. A lot of the things that you say, Trap, is a lot of the stuff that, you know, you hear in somebody that's got receiving counseling, positive self-talk, positive affirmation. And also just when you're going in there and that self-confidence, reassuring yourself, you knowing that you're going to go in there and get that dub. It's all of these things that are important. Self-awareness is so key to identifying that you have these fears of where you're lacking. I'm telling you, that's what I know that this fight, you've got the sky's the limit, brother. So you just got to keep pushing. Cause if you've got that mindset already, all you just got to do is, you know, how do I get through this 8 rounds of pads, right? So that's
it. Yeah, absolutely. Right? It's brutal. It was brutal today, man. I was throwing up today in between rounds. It was brutal.
Trap, last question before we move on with the show. And guys, Trap is going to stay with us the whole show, so we appreciate that. But the last fan question is John Zon 64X. You're a huge inspiration to me on my journey of weight loss. What advice do you give someone trying to lose weight?
So everybody definitely has their own path, but my path, I was kind of forced to be honest. My health was just so bad that I had no choice but to start losing weight. So my advice would just be to think about yourself and don't think about everybody else. Don't do it for everybody else. Cause of course you're going to be like, oh, let me look in the mirror and let me look good. Let me step on the scale and all that. But in reality, like, fuck weight, fuck what everybody else thinks. It's about how you feel and it's about energy, and your gut tells you how you feel. So if you feel fat and gross, and it's probably because you are, and like, I felt fat and gross for the longest time, and I still eat shit all the time where I feel fat and gross. And then I'm like, man, like, I know I'm better than this. I know I can eat cleaner than this. So instead of like the chips, I'll go for a banana. And like, even though it sucks sometimes, it feels so much better later. So to answer that question simpler, I guess, just motivate yourself to be better and healthier for yourself. Fuck everybody else. Fuck the scale. Fuck the mirror. It's about how you feel. So as soon as you start feeling good, You'll know what you're doing right.
But Trap, you know what? It doesn't help when there's like 20 different types of cheesecakes out there. Like,
dude, I know,
to,
man.
You're talking to a guy that lives in Las Vegas.
You know what's crazy? So I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm 100% vegan. Nice. And I've been plant-based diet for the last like 6 months. And even then, it's so hard to eat healthy because they got chips and they got all kinds of vegan snacks and it's rough. So and yeah, even they got vegan cheesecake. So everything that you think you know, milk, all that, they just have the vegan version of it. So now I'm learning how to eat healthy vegan.
Trap, so let me ask you, what's the craziest dessert you've seen in Vegas? Like the craziest, you're like, oh my gosh, what type of sociopath developed this?
I don't know, man. I'm not really a buffet guy. Like everybody asks me too, like, hey, have you been to the buffets and all that stuff? And I'm not really a buffet guy, to be honest. But I do say, like, before I went vegan, I used to love, I still, now I'm bringing it up, I'm going to fucking miss it. So it's called Dirt Dog Las Vegas. Definitely check that place out. So they give you a giant bun and a giant sausage with just like, they put like macaroni and cheese on it, onion rings, and just like everything you can think of, man, onions. And it's fucking delicious. And it's gourmet hot dogs. So.
Okay, damn it, Trap. You know what? There is a company that just kind of opened up. It's got to be in like Toronto, Canada area. And I've been trying to get them to sponsor us because they sell something very similar. I'm not going to say I'm not going to say their name because they're not sponsoring us yet.
Not yet, huh?
But it looks good, man. It keeps showing up on my Instagram. So I hear you. I think that they're probably copying it.
Yeah, that's how Dirt Dog got me, is the Instagram with the slow, like the cheese falling off in slow motion and shit.
You're just like, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, you have to, man.
Yeah, Trap, man, it is amazing to have you on our podcast. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much, bro.
You know, you're an internet celebrity. You're a huge guy, figuratively and literally, but you're a big dude, man. And we're happy to support your career. I do hope that you come on the podcast again. Before we move on with like other stuff that we'll talk about, non-trap focused, is there anybody that you want to give a shout out to, or anybody that you want to plug or anything like that?
Sure. I'll give a shout out to my sponsors. So I'm sponsored by CBD, Fusion CBD. I'm sorry. These guys sponsor all kinds of fighters, mostly in the Miami area. Yeah. So a lot of pro fighters in the Miami area, like a lot of BKFC fighters.
Yeah.
And Fusion CBD, and the owner of Fusion CBD is having his first ever fight.
Yeah.
And it's a bare knuckle fight.
Yeah.
And it's his first fight, and it's a professional. Like, how fucking inspiring is that, man? Like, so like,
Trap, you want to know,
you want a perfect sponsor for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. You want to know a weird tie into that? We interviewed a BKFC girl just a couple episodes ago. She's great. Okay. Melissa. But through their management, we got to know Fusion CBD. And the owner, that guy you're talking about that's fighting, he used to train with buddies of ours out here in Markham.
So yeah, like it's a small world.
Yeah.
I definitely wanted to give a shout out to them, because they've been really supportive. And shout out to Trapstar Familia. That's another supporter of mine, sponsor. They're a clothing line from back home. He's actually a family member of mine, so that's cool. I'm sponsored by a family member. Nice. And and shout out to Renegade Nation. They're a radio station, internet website. They do clothes, all kinds of cool stuff, decals. And so that's my three sponsors for now, but I'm working on my next one. So I got a couple guys lined up. We'll see what happens. But
you see, there's a reason why, Trap, you picked those sponsors. Look at the names. The names are Renegade. It's all, you don't want to be like a Renegade. And next we've got Granny P Silverware.
Yeah.
From Ohio.
So Condom Depot.
There you go, right?
Hey, those guys were big promoters.
I know. Like, you know UFC what? My wife actually reached out to them to see if they still sponsor fighters. That's hilarious. Because I thought it was funny. Condom Depot right on the ass. Yeah, like, it's hilarious.
Yeah, pleased across the shirt. Right. That's awesome, man. Trap, we do want to talk about some other things that we talked about. Before we do, I do want to give a shout out to one of our companies that we're working with, which is, here we go. They are Midday Squares. You're talking about healthy treats. Midday Squares. These are, I don't know that they're vegan. They're non-GMO certified vegan.
Yeah, Trap. They're vegan.
Oh, Trap. Shit. I got to check them out.
You can go to middaysquares.com and use code FIGHTINSIGHT15 and save 15%, Trap. Should try these out. These are really good. They're like functional chocolate bars. They're amazing.
Yeah, that's what I need, man. Right after training.
There you go. So I do want to give a shout out to those guys. Thank you. And for all of you that have been purchasing it to support the podcast, we really appreciate it. So thank you. Trap, the first thing that we want to talk about, this kind of relates to you. I tried to pick some things that would relate to you, but did you see Paige VanZant and Masvidal at the AEW, the All Elite Wrestling?
I didn't see Paige VanZant, but I did see a clip of Masvidal's flying shoulder.
The flying knee. So I'm going to just put a quick photo up here for people, but there it is there. You can see Paige VanZant in the back right there in the pink jacket.
Looking delicious as always.
Trap, you're allowed to say that. We are not. And but so for those that don't know, and I'll get this banner off your face there, Trap. Sorry. So for those that don't know, it was American Top Team. Is it American Top Team? They went in at All Elite Wrestling, which is like the big wrestling league, man. Those guys are like really giving WWE a run for their money.
Yeah. But
American Top Team came in, and Junior DeSantos was there, Arlovsky was there, but the highlight was where they took Chris Jericho, we all know Chris Jericho, and they were holding back. Paige VanZant goes up, she glocks her arm.
I missed that one. I missed Paige.
And I was trying to find the clip afterwards, but I guess maybe a lot of them got taken down. But Paige gets up there, she tells the guys to grab Jericho. she cocks her arm because she's 12 gauge Paige Van Zandt, yeah. Right? Oh, and then, okay. And then she gives all these body shots to Jericho.
That's cool.
You know, takes him down. Then the guys hold him up and Masvidal does the running flying knee. Beautiful, like executed very well. But the whole time I'm watching Paige Van Zandt, not for the reason you're saying, Trap, but I'm an old school wrestling guy. She was really selling it well. She was like,
really? She's a good worker.
Really good worker, man. She was selling it. She's like, come on, come on. And she was like talking to the camera as you should, right? She was selling it really well. Her attire, I thought, was great because she had the little pink skirt with the pink jacket, and then she just had the black bra or whatever it
Sassy,
was.
Sassy, huh?
She looked good. She had the thing. That's her next move, man. Get out of BKFC. Yeah. Get out of BKFC. Don't take the punishment. You're 0-2.
Right? But you know what? Those wrestlers do take a lot of punishment too, though. You know, depending on the style. When Ronda Rousey got in there, man, I was surprised at how good she was as a worker in wrestling, not on the mic, but when it comes to like actually wrestling, like when she went in there, like, you know, she would throw the arm bar on people. Of course it's natural, but the way she did it, it was very, very good. But Paige Van Zandt, I definitely had to go YouTube that, man, because I did not see that.
Prince, did you see it?
Yeah, no, I saw it. I saw it, and I was surprised too, because Paige really did sell it. I was like, holy crap! And then I was so focused on what Paige was doing, I didn't realize Jorge was in the back ready to give him the knee. Right, so I was like, oh, that's nuts. But you know what, Chap? I wanted to ask you. So what do you mean by worker? Because I don't, so if you're not a wrestling fan, what does that mean? Like, who's watching, guys? Hey, for all our viewers who's not big wrestling fans, worker. What does the worker mean?
So basically somebody who's good at what they're doing in the ring. Like if I came in and me and you were doing a wrestling match and I'm like really stiff with you and I'm throwing shots at you and I'm accidentally like hitting you in the face, like for real. And, you know, botching moves where I'm picking you up and slamming you on your head instead of on your back, then I'm a bad worker. But when it comes to somebody who's like a good worker, they're good at like working the crowd, working the camera. I feel like Hulk Hogan's one of the best examples of that, because he literally just goes out there, like hypes the camera and drops a leg and everybody goes crazy. So
yeah. Now, Trap, for those that don't know, you were recently over with, oh my goodness, now I'm going to forget the name,
Big Valley Pro Wrestling.
Big Valley Pro Wrestling in Las Vegas, and you did a little bit of stuff there. Do you do that regularly?
No, I don't. I was just kind of invited over there, and I went over there, I cut some promos, we did some wrestling stuff, I took a couple bumps, and man, I left with a... Like, I did some pro wrestling before with the Lingerie Fighting Championships.
Yeah,
But that's obviously a whole different type of pro wrestling. I was on the side not taking bumps. And this time I was actually in the ring and getting slammed and stuff. And it's brutal, man. You leave with a total different respect for these guys, because you're like, man, you do this every time you guys train. I left with a headache. Like, you're literally just slamming and your head's just shaking back and forth all the time, getting clotheslined and choked. And like, I left, like, I felt like I had a bad day in sparring.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. But no, I mean, hey man, you're the kind of guy with your personality and all that. You can definitely transition into that whenever you want.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. You got to do that, man. But no, I'm saying for Paige Van Zandt, don't wrestle, just be a manager. Right. Remember, I mean, Trap, I'm way older than you, but remember the old days with, like, I don't know, like, remember Goldust had, what was it, Marlena or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
You know, or like Macho Man with an Elizabeth. The managers don't always need to fight. Like, nowadays, that is the thing, but just go in, be a manager.
Yeah. Like, see, I'm an attitude era. I grew up in the attitude era, so I'm down for the managers and stuff like that. every wrestler back in the day had their manager, had their Sable or something like that.
When Sable, down, Terry Funnels. Yeah. Or what was the one with Booker, King Booker had Charmaine? Was it Charmaine?
Oh, yeah. Remember? I forgot about King Booker. Good. That's hilarious.
King Booker, yeah.
I forgot about that character. That's funny.
Yeah, I think Paige Van Zandt needs to be a manager. Don't get in there and do anything, because those other girls are going to be way taller, way bigger, way, you know.
Was Austin in there with her, or was he not in there?
Mr. Van Zandt, you mean?
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, it's her husband. Is it her husband now? Are they married?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Pretty I don't sure. know. Jeez, Louise. See, I don't know that I would even recognize him too much too, but
yeah, probably.
I mean,
not.
Without being able to see his full neck tat. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
But but Junior Dos Santos was there, Arlovski. And then
so what are they doing, like an American Top Team like invasion or something like that angle?
Dude, I don't watch it, but all I do is I saw that clip and I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like,
I like AEW because it's almost like it's a little old school. It reminds you of like the old school wrestling, and I'm digging that. The wrestlers nowadays that are like bringing out like Fruity Loop cereals and shit like that. Like, I'm not into all that. Shit on their head. Like,
my favorite era was the Diesel. The 1-2-3 Kid, right? The Razor Ramon.
So that was right before my time.
Yeah.
That was like, those were the days where like, oh my gosh, I thought everything was real. I was like, oh my gosh, this is, they're actually going to fight. They're fighting for their lives, right? Exactly. So, yeah.
All right. Next thing I got to talk about, and we could go on forever about this, but we'll try to keep it generally short, is Kevin Holland, who apparently, Trap, is like as controversial as you. He seems to be everybody's bloody hero, this guy.
He's hilarious, man.
He cannot do wrong. People love this guy for whatever reason. Now, I do want to just quickly talk, and again, we could talk about this forever, but with Holland, of course, last weekend we had the, what I call a head uppercut, right? Mm. We had Kyle Daukaus fought him. They had a head, you know, they had a clash of heads. Did you see it, Trap?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So for those that don't know, they're fighting. They have a clash of heads. Holland gets the worst of it, kind of falls down. Daukaus goes on top of them. They struggle for 30 seconds, a minute. Like, it was a while. Kevin is pulling them off and whatever, and they struggle a few position switches. And then finally, Daukaus chokes them out. They call it as a no contest. Was that the right call, or should they have given Daukaus the win?
You know, I feel like the fight should have been like, it probably should have been like stopped there, and the referee, like, I don't know how the referee, like, I don't know the rules of the referees, right? I'm not a referee, but if I was a referee, I would say, hey, let's make sure this guy's, you know, okay before we continue this fight. Cause it was, the referee's definitely seen it. He was right there. We all seen it. And it was an obvious, like, his head was right here. Boom. Headbutt. Like, it was obvious as hell. Like, that's what rocked him. And that's what led to that. So I think a no contest call was right, but like, there's no reason to keep letting the fight. If you're going to call it a no contest, why keep letting the fight go on after the headbutt? It's just, thank God he didn't get pounded the fuck out. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Concussion.
Yeah.
So
they're, yeah, now they are rescheduled. Yeah. They're rescheduled to fight November 13th already. So they are running that back. Prince, what did you think about the no contest decision?
Yeah, no, I thought it was the right call. It just didn't make any sense why it continued. You're right, Trap. Like, why did it just continue on? You're like, oh, stop the fight, give the guy at least a couple of seconds to regroup and go at it, right? But I'm just saying, I mean, you know, it's tough. It's one of those ones, again, at the heat of the moment, maybe, I don't know, maybe the ref didn't really see it and saw maybe there was a hit they didn't see. But I'm glad that they called it a no contest. And, you know, they maybe for next time they fight, they should all have headgear going in. Just to make sure it doesn't happen again. Right,
so that's I'm just giving football helmets.
No, that's it. Why not? Like this
with the chin strap. I'm gonna disagree with both of you. I feel really bad for Kyle Daukaus. I feel like the ref screwed up. He didn't stop it. It's not like after he fell down, Daukaus just locked in a choke and finished it. It went on for a while. So to me, the ref had his chance to stop it. He didn't stop it. We've all seen ref errors in the past. Once it went on for like a while, I feel like it's kind of like, well, how can you go back now? I get it that it was all one chain of events, but with the amount of time that left, I mean, even in the middle of the struggle, if the ref knew that there was that headbutt, which he did, because the minute it ended, he's, you know, he went back to talk to Herb Dean or Dan Mergliotta, whichever the two it was, and was saying like, oh, there was a headbutt. Well, then if you knew that, then when they were struggling, why didn't you say, hey, pause for a second and let's go figure this out? So I feel bad that Daukaus didn't get the win. Like, I feel like he kind of got robbed out of that thing because it was the ref's fault. And and it's not his fault. So I feel like,
yeah, he definitely got the short end of the stick there, huh?
And now he's got to fight him again, right? No offense, but I don't know that any of us really knew who Kyle Daukaus was before this fight. I think he was on a losing streak, whatever. He's fighting the, you know, fighter of 2020, Kevin Holland. He has a big chance. He was beating him up until that point. I feel it was tough, man. Like, Trap, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely get what you're saying. And like, you're right. It didn't happen, like, immediately. Like, it was, like, Holland was still somewhat fighting, you know, until that choke.
He fought the choke off.
Yeah, like, he was there. He was there. But, like, we also don't know how much. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I do feel bad for I don't even know the guy's name, but Kyle, like, yeah. he definitely would have had a better run for him if he would have just got this win. But yeah, now he's got to run it back and all that stuff. Like, you worked for your candy, now you got to go get it again. That does kind of suck.
But yeah. Still, though, you got to give credit to Kevin Holland for at least fighting it off after getting, like, headbutted like that. Like, he kept it off. Like, come on,
right?
He probably disoriented. Yeah. Like, where am I? I got choked out, but it was because I got, you know, knocked out by a head. Right.
Yeah. So I know people who do that in jiu-jitsu as, like, a dirty move. Like,
really?
if you're in, like, if you're in, like, the bridge position, they'll come up and, like, with their head really hard and shit. And yeah, that's a shitty position. You can lose your teeth in that position. So
yeah, who are you training with, Trap? You got to get all of these people, man.
I know, but I'm not training with that guy anymore. Thank God. But he was a savage. He was a savage. Yeah. Let's just say he was a beast.
All right.
And people who I used to train with will get that hint. They'll know who he is.
Dan the Beast Severn.
If he pulls that on you, Trap, you go and you bite him in the jugular and you say, oops.
That on me. I almost chipped the damn tooth. I was like, hold on a second. I went and I got my mouth guard. I was like, all right, let's keep going. I have never trained without a mouth guard with that guy ever again.
All right. Next thing I want to talk about again quickly is this guy. Oh boy, this guy cannot get a break. Speaking of, like, everybody loving Kevin Holland, nobody loves this guy. I do. We're talking about Funkmaster Aljo Sterling, Aljamain Sterling. He recently, I don't know if you know, Trap, but he's had to pull out of his title fight against Peter Yan. He says that his injury that he sustained in the surgery is not healing as quickly as he wanted to, and so he's delaying it. They've now put on an interim title fight with Corey Sandhagen versus Peter Yan while they wait for Sterling to get better. What do you think about this, Trap?
So first of all, shout out to Aljamain Sterling. He's the reason I wear this. So I like those. Nice. So I when I first saw him, man, he had the fucking the eraser top haircut, fucking rope chain, and I was like, man, this guy's got swag. And then I seen him fight, he definitely got swag. And then it's like, I don't know, man, that shit just, like, went away after he won the title. I don't know. He's starting to become like cringy a little bit, which kind of sucks. The excuses that he's making is weird. Like, I had two waffles and an egg before I fought, and that's why I sucked. like, what the fuck is that? Like, you know, I could say some funny shit. That is real for the excuses of my fight. This is no joke. So you want to hear something hilarious? So I got a spray tan 2 days before my fight. This is no fucking joke.
As many men do.
And I felt it during the fight. And you could see it in some of the pictures. Like, I got fucking like shit. Like, dude, my pores were clogged. It was horrible, man. And before the weigh-ins, I took 5 shots of Jack Daniels at the bar. So I don't know if it's just nerves or what, but like, I can have a bunch of excuses too. I ate like a granola bar for my fight, but like, I just think that's it's just the funniest shit ever, man. Cause I've seen fighters that, like, literally they'll sleep in the back of a pickup truck to, like, fight in the UFC the next day, and they won't have anything to eat, and they had to cut weight. And like, a lot of people go through a lot of shit, but I don't know, man. He's just is becoming a little weird to me, all the excuses and it's just a lot of weird shit surrounding him right now, unfortunately. But he, all in all, he's a talented fighter, man.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's just, I don't know, just a lot of weird stuff, man.
All right. So you're not a fan of the pulling out and all that. Prince, what do you got?
No, yeah, not at all.
I'm with Trap on this one. And Trap, you made me spit half my coffee. Like, I appreciate that, bud. thank you. But yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of excuses. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, he's pulling away from this fight and, you know, these two guys that are ready to go and, you know, he's not defending it. It's almost like he's holding on. Like he wants to hold on to something. Like holding, I know he's not holding on to the belt, but I mean, it's like he doesn't want to step in the ring with these guys. Like maybe he's afraid or I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like why would he make all these excuses? He's a talented fighter. He's amazing. It's just, you know, now it's just like back to back. Right. And so, I don't know, Tim, what do you think? What do you think about the situation?
Trap, sometimes I just want a new co-host. You know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? I argue with this guy all the time, Trap. No, I feel bad for Funkmaster. Like, I really love this
guy. You feel bad for him?
Yeah, I do, because I really like the guy. I think he's a great
fighter. I can see that side.
Like Trap said, like, he was a really cool guy, man. He came on. When you hear him on interviews, he is a very well-spoken guy. He's a nice guy, respectful. You know, he seems like a good kid. Look, he got a bad end of the stick when the guy knees him in the head. Did he play it out? I don't know, whatever. But, I mean, he's the champ. He's the champ. He gets surgery on his neck, which that has to be legit. And now, and now he's saying, hey, the recovery is not going as I had planned. Unfortunately, I'm going to pull out. He doesn't pull out last minute. You know what I mean? He pulls out with plenty of time so that they were able to find another person to come in and take the spot. I feel bad for the guy. I feel like the guy just can't win with media. You know, he was probably like, look, saying that I'm not going to fight at what would have been a massive pay-per-view, because that was the Colby Covington Usman pay-per-view, right? Isn't it? It was going to be Colby and Usman and then those two. But it was going to be a big pay-per-view. You're going to get pay-per-view dollars. You're going in as the champ, you know, big money in that he turns around. So I'm sure it wasn't for nothing. The guy hasn't fought in a long time with the surgery, so I'm sure he needs the money. I feel bad for the guy. I don't think he should get all that.
You know what I think? I think his best option is right now, if I was like his PR advisor, I would say like right now, overexposure might be a thing, especially if you're not fighting. Maybe you should just like stay away from media right now. Just work on healing up. Come back and let your performance talk. Because that's what he did before, man. Like, he was talking, but his performance talked too. And I feel like if he just, you know, stops the whole, like, I know it's not, like, it might not be complaining, but God damn, it sounds like it. It might not be excuses, but God damn, it sounds like it. So maybe he could just, because I get it too. I have a ton of excuses that are real excuses, but, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses. But maybe just stay away from the media for a while and just, you know, focus on coming back and getting that win over Peter Yan.
Yeah. Do you think he can beat Yan?
I don't know, man. That's a tough matchup for him. I think he just needs to play into his wrestling a little bit more.
Yeah.
And believe in his striking a lot more, because the dude's a really good striker. Like, that's why I started watching him in the first place, because like, he can stand if he wants to, and if it goes to the ground, he can go there too. So like, the dude's got the pedigree to be a champion for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he just has a tall task ahead of him in Peter Yan, right? Who's a great fighter. Prince, can he beat Peter Yan?
You know what? Peter Yan is going for his head. Like, he ever since he got that loss, he's been wanting to get in there, and I honestly think Peter's gonna throw the whole kitchen sink at this man. I'm dead serious, Trap. Like, he's been wanting to get back in the ring. I need the rematch now, right? Yeah. And so I think as soon as the bell rings, man, I think the round one's just gonna be all out war. Like, I think Peter Yan's just gonna give him hell. So I don't want it.
The best thing for Aljamain is that Sandhagen beats Yan. And then Aljo comes back and has to fight Sandhagen first. I think that's Aljamain's best path to maintaining the title, at least for now. And we'll also, like you said, Trap, almost like kind of brush that story aside.
Yeah.
If he has to come back again and fight Yan, it's going to be a lot of drama that he's not going to.
Yeah. Do. Or it'd be dope if he just came back and impressed all of us and just beat the shit out of Peter Yan. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's my fantasy, but then, you know, that's just my fantasy.
All right. last thing we want to talk about before we go is this weekend. So when this podcast drops, it's Friday. On Saturday, and it's an early fight card, I believe, right, friends? It's an early fight card. Last week, we interviewed UFC strawweight Lupi Godinez. She just had a change in opponent announced yesterday, so but she is still fighting. So best of luck to Lupi Godinez, Canadian-Mexican trap. You better be cheering for her, or we are no longer friends. You got it?
Oh, I love girl fights, man.
All right.
I'll be watching.
Good. No, you got to cheer for Lupi. That's all. You got to cheer
Yeah, I got you.
All right. But the main event is the only fight aside from that one we're going to talk about, which is Mackenzie Dern versus Marina Rodriguez. Two strawweights. A lot of title implications on this one. So, Trap, who you got on this one? Dern or Rodriguez?
That is a fucking fight, man. That is a fight. And you know what? I think Mackenzie Dern has knockout power that we haven't seen yet. Really do. When she puts her asses, like she got three of them. When she puts her ass in the punches, she sits girls down, man.
Yeah.
And I really, and she has so much confidence in the throwing those strikes because of her jujitsu. So I'd have to be an idiot to pick anybody other than Mackenzie. If she's fighting anybody, I'm going to pick Mackenzie Dern, man. Like, she's just, she's nasty and she's learning. She's learning. So, and she hits hard, man. She hits real hard. And I'm a fan of hitting hard. So, Mackenzie Dern for me.
Yeah. There you go. Prince, who you got?
I already know who Tim's going to pick, but I have to, you know what? I am going to go with Dern for this one just because of her jits, her skills. I honestly think she is, like, again, one of those rising stars that's going to go up in there and just destroy everybody. And when he's, if she gets you on the ground, it's game over. It's just like as soon as the mat hits, she's just that next level fighter, right? So I've got Mackenzie Dern going with taking this one for sure.
Yeah. Prince, I am all over Dern. I have Dern as being champ by 2023, hands down, no problem. She just has to get past Marina Rodriguez. For those that don't know, Dern is 11-1. She's 4-0 in her last four fights. Marina Rodriguez is 14-1-2. She's 2-1-1 in her last four fights. She is a killer, though. Marina Rodriguez, she has also fought much better competition than Dern, I would say, up until this point. Like some notables, Carla Esparza, she's beaten. Karate Hottie, Michelle Watterson, she's beaten, and Tisha Torres, all who are top tier strawweights.
Man, yeah.
Marina has beaten them all. It is. It's a big resume. And, you know, when you look back at Mackenzie Dern, she doesn't have those names on her hit list. So this is a big fight. She's got
the skills.
She has the skill, and she just hasn't been matched up against those people. So,
yeah.
But I think Dern takes it. The internet is not with the three of us. I'll tell you, internet is all over Rodriguez. They are,
yeah, she's kind of hot right now, right? Like,
yeah, they are. People are really loving on that girl, and they're definitely,
that's gonna be a hell of a fight, man.
It is, man. I still think it goes down in one, though. I think Dern throws some haymakers, takes her down, submits her. Easy night.
First of all, how cool is it that females are headlining, like two non-champion females are headlining the UFC card? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's so crazy. Went from the days of Dana White saying girls will never be in the UFC. Mm-hmm. Now we got two non-UFC champions headlining a fucking UFC card. That's amazing, man.
It is. It's amazing. It's crazy how the sport has gone. Trap, if there's a card and there are no female fights, I am mad.
Like, same
like,
here.
There's something wrong with the card. What happened, right? Yeah. Like, it's so weird. So, yeah, man.
You know what? Dana White also said no super heavyweights will ever be in the UFC. So maybe somebody can change his mind one day.
There you go. There you go. There you go, Trap. That's the self-confidence that we're talking about, right? That's what I'm saying, right? But, guys, you know what? The strawweight division, that division is just stacked. I find that division
stacked.
Oh, my gosh. Like, there's no room to breathe.
So many girls in that division could easily be champion and you wouldn't bat an eyelash. Like, you'd be like, yeah, that girl deserves to be champion. Like,
right. It's like the lightweights in like the early 2000s, right? Or the late 2000s, I should say, like 2010. Yeah. I love girl fights, man. And that's my wife's weight class too. So I'm definitely going to be watching all those girl fights.
Nice, man. No, that's awesome. That comes to the end of our show. Guys, this has been friggin' incredible, Trap. I'm so glad that you stayed and stayed the whole time. Like, it's
really it was a fun conversation, man. I had a blast.
Yeah, man, you are definitely not who I thought you were, right? Like, definitely. Like,
hopefully, well, that's a good thing.
No. Yeah, for sure, man. Like, you're a cool guy, and whatever. I thought you'd come in more gruff and all that, but you're a great guy, intellectual. You really know the sport too. Like, that's what I love. Again, you're fighting November 13th. Where is the fight?
So the fight is in, I think it's Palm Beach. Beach, they mixed it. So it's going to be a big card this time. It's going to be a pro and AMI card. So, yeah, I'm excited for that one, man. Nice. I'm just ready to fight, man. I'm ready to show what I've been working on.
Good, buddy. Trap, before we let you go, is there anything else that you want to say?
I appreciate you guys having me on. And, yeah, man, the more I get to talk publicly, I guess, the more they get to see the real me. And it's much appreciated, man. I love the platform. I love the conversation with you guys. You guys are cool ass dudes. And thanks for having me on. And I hope I get one of those fight shirts, man, because you know, yeah, I'll be rocking it.
Yo, dude, we will send it out to you for sure, man. Prince, is there anything you want to say before we go?
Okay, viewers, listeners, guys, this is the side of a Trap that you've never seen before. So a little disclaimer. So this is Trap, the family guy, the fighter, the philanthropist. So again, Trap, I want to say thank you, guys. And again, if you want to, again, you guys can follow us, subscribe to us at YouTube, at Fight Inside Podcast. Follow us at Instagram, at Fight Inside Podcast. You can listen to us at Spotify, at Fight Inside Podcast. So Trap, thanks a lot, buddy. We appreciate you coming along the show, man.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's been amazing, buddy. Have a good one. Everybody, thank you so much. Right around now, there's going to be some things that you can click on to watch other videos of ours. We have tons of great interviews, good stuff, new podcasts every Friday. Thanks, Trap. Thanks, Prince.
Take care, guys.
Hey, guys. Have a good one.